This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Mount Evans, the iconic mountain looming over Metro Denver, could get a new name by early next year. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
On Tuesday, a renaming advisory board will discuss removing the Evans name from the mountain. It's named for John Evans, a 19th century governor of the Colorado Territory. He was found to have created the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864. In that raid, the U.S. Army killed hundreds of Cheyenne and Arapaho in southeast Colorado. This is Tim Mock, Deputy Director of the Colorado Department of Natural Resources.
There's six proposals as of today that we will eventually get into.
But first, the tribes will give their input. In future meetings, the board will discuss proposed alternative names and then hear from the public. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
President Joe Biden will visit Colorado next Wednesday. The White House hasn't said why the president is coming, but sources tell CPR that Biden is planning to declare Camp Hale a national monument. Colorado's Democratic lawmakers have urged the president to do so under the Antiquities Act after a bill with protections for Camp Hale got bogged down in the Senate. Colorado's Republicans have opposed the move, calling it a land grab. The state's Colorado.gov homepage is back online after a cyber attack took it down for more than 24 hours. A group of Russian-speaking hackers known as Killnet claims to be behind the widespread attack that also hit other state websites across the country. Officials say no state services were affected. They also warn that communities should always be prepared for the possibility of even worse cyber attacks that could eventually target water and transit systems. This is CPR News and KRCC.